They said, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient to name Robert McEwen, RobertMcQueen, date of birth 05/22/1947. Date of appointment April 11, 2023. Requesting a physician Crasco, CARRASCO. Dear Dr. Crasco, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert McEwen today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 75-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 3/8/2023. Because of the left-sided weakness and slurred speech, there was no visual problem, no headache. This started 2 days before admission. MRI of the brain done, which shows a small lacunar infarction of the right pontomesencephalic junction, and there are old bilateral thalamic and left perifrontal white matter strokes. CT angiogram done in St. Mary's Hospital shows 75% stenosis of the left internal carotid artery. Patient was transferred to the Albany Medical Center. Over there, repeat CT angiogram did not show the significant stenosis. Patient was sent home. And now he is going to follow up with the vascular surgeon as outpatient. Past medical history, stroke, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. Past surgical history, left hip replacement, allergy, no-known drug allergy, medication, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Norvex, 10 milligram daily, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligram at night. Social history, still smoking half pack of cigarette per day, drink two or more glasses of wine daily. He is retired. He is married, live with his wife, have 4 children. Family history, mother deceased, father deceased, one sister, 3 brothers. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10, right side is 5/5, left side is -5/5. Deep tender reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Patient usually walk with the help of the cane. And nowadays he is using crutches. assessment and plan. 75-year-old right handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, right pontum mesencephalic junction stroke. Number two, old bilateral thalamic and left perifrontal white matter strokes. Number three, carotid stenosis on the left side. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, number five, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, Plavix 75 milligram PO daily, and Lipitor 80 milligram PO daily. Patient will follow with vascular surgeon for carotid stenosis. Patient has a sign of peripheral neuropathy which can be due to history of alcohol abuse. I advised him to stop smoking and drinking. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months.